best morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo,
good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
Yes, it is finally Friday, man.
Oh, yes.
I'm drained. I've been drained since Monday, but whatever.
Yeah, I just want to say F you to Angela Yee.
What happened?
Wow, that's not nice.
Angela Yee orders shoes and bags to my house sometimes so she doesn't have to pay taxes. And yesterday when I got home, there was a box that's six feet in height. And I had to bring it here. So I had to carry that box here, drop it off.
Appreciate you.
Take it all that. And then I left it downstairs. So I was like, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to leave it downstairs. So when she get here, she can just throw in her car. She was like, no, I'm not taking that box. I'm taking the shoes out. Who would dare carry that box around?
Well, first of all, it's some people out there that carry boxes for a living. They call UPS and FedEx workers. They don't care about your rich people problem, sir. Okay, you rich people sending expensive-ass shoes and bags to your houses and to bring in to work to save money on taxes.
That's actually smart.
Nobody cares.
That's actually smart.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing the box to work.
You're welcome.
You know, it's funny. The sales associate asked me, she said, would you like me to send this to your house? I said, you know what? No, send it to Envy's house because we both shop at the same stores. I said, send it to Envy's house because I know somebody will be there to get the package.
Yeah, and I got it.
Because it's the worst when you're trying to get a package delivered and then you're not home and then they send it back or they send it to, they do these things called like a pickup point now.
Yes.
I don't know if this ever happened to you guys, but you have to go to like now a pickup point somewhere in the neighborhood. Sometimes it's a little far and go there and like show you. And sometimes it doesn't come for like two more days.
So wait a minute. The UPS truck just parks and like on a corner and you just got to get your stuff?
No, it's a pickup point. They drop it off, like, say there's a store 5 blocks away.
Oh.
So if you're not home, some places are designated as pickup points.
Oh.
So they'll take it to that store, and so now I have to go to a store.
Why you just don't let them leave a package? Y'all don't trust the rich white people in y'all neighborhoods?
Huh? I don't know if you know where I live. I live in Bed-Stuy, sir.
Oh, okay.
You don't, see,
you don't,
not leave
you don't trust the people
there.
In Bed-Stuy.
No, there's nowhere to
leave the package there.
There's nowhere to leave it. They would have to leave it outside on the steps, and I don't think that's a smart thing to do.
You have a P.O. box? Nobody has a P.O. box?
Well, some certain packages can't get delivered to P.O. boxes.
Oh.
Well, today is National
Fortune
Cookie Day, if you guys care.
Oh, I love fortune cookies.
And today is also National Lollipop Day. Do you guys care? No.
Nope.
I love a good lollipop. I still like blow pops.
You like sucking on things, huh?
Okay. See what I'm saying?
I'm talking. Right. You know what? See, you always go too.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm a me too. You. Pick it up.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about, just so you know, there's a certain place that if you want to go get a salad, don't get your salad from here because you could get sick.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Don't forget, tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open. But right now, let's get in some front page news.
Go ahead.
Can I do my little sports first?
You took a break.
All right. Carmelo Anthony, it looks like he has been traded, and it looks like he's going to be traded to the Atlanta Hawks and then released. So he'll be a free agent, and he'll get to decide what team he wants to play for, which I'm thinking Houston?
It'll probably be Houston Rockets.
Probably Houston.
More importantly, though, he still gets that last bit of his money.
Yeah.
I think it's like, what, $24 million or something like that?
They paid off that contract in full, and then he'll sign a new contract for whatever that's about.
Drop on a clue bombs for Carmelo Anthony's agent.
Yeah, that's a great agent.
That's a great agent he got.
All right, now what are we talking about, Ian, front page?
Well, this was breaking news. A duck boat capsized and sank, and this was during a severe thunderstorm in Missouri. At least 11 people were killed. Some of them are children. So.
What's a duck boat?
It's a boat that travels on both land and water. A lot of tourists use it in major cities. It goes back to World War II when boats were a common sight because of how versatile they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during this thunderstorm, at least 11 people were killed, and they're saying at least 5 people are unaccounted for and 7 others were injured.
Wow.
So they said it was caused by the weather. You could see, actually, they had video of the boat. There were 2 duck boats that were rocking and tilting to the side. The lake had massive waves, and so the boat was carrying 31 people. One of the boats, like we said, there were two of them. One of them made it back fine and safe. The other one actually capsized. There were life jackets aboard the boat, but they don't know whether or not people were wearing them.
Damn.
God bless all of them.
They don't have, like, when it's storms like that, they can't go in the water? Because they're not necessarily really real boats, are they?
Well, I think originally there was no thunderstorms. It was just, if you see the video, it was just some rippling in the lake. But then thunderstorms, massive waves, and that's what happened.
Nobody checked the forecast before they decided to go out that day?
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, yeah. Jesus Christ, I checked the forecast if I'm just going to the beach. So imagine if you're going out on a boat.
Well, really tragic situation, so really sad. So hopefully, you know, they do find those people that are unaccounted for and they're okay.
All right, what else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, the NYPD officers in the Eric Garner case are going to face an internal trial. So there's going to be a process regarding those two officers who were involved, Officer Danielle Pantaleo and Sergeant Kizzy Adonis, that those internal trials will start in the coming days. So,
what does that mean? What's an internal trial?
Well, that means within the NYPD, they're going to actually have this. So listen, I'm going to tell you what it is. One of them, their case is prosecuted by the Civilian Complaint Review Board. Now, remember I told y'all when I had a cop that I had an incident and
yes.
I can go online and I filed a complaint with the Civilian Complaint Review Board? That board actually reviews the police officers. So if an officer has too many complaints against them, they do some type of mediation and there could be some type of discipline. But that board is going to be the ones that are going to be prosecuting Officer Daniel Pantaleo against allegations of misconduct. So we'll see what happens. But the family does want the officers to be held accountable, of course.
So when they say internal trial, is it like other authorities?
Yeah, people that...
That's not fair.
That's like, I think it's internal affairs, so that like the police that police the police.
Yeah.
Right. So if you have an issue, you have to be able to complain somewhere.
Right.
I don't know if I have faith in that system at all.
It worked for me when I did it, but it was not nowhere near...
You didn't get fired, though.
It wasn't... Well, I don't know if it was a cause for him to get fired, but it was just definitely... I got everything thrown out, and it goes down on their record.
Yeah, I don't know how that
so if that
how
happens
that
too many times, you could get fired. Mm. If too many people complain, you could get fired. That's why I always say, if you have an issue with the police officer, just make sure you get their information, their badge number, go online and file that complaint.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's your girl, Keita Blue.
Keita Blue.
Hello.
Nikita, what's up, mama?
Good morning, Keita Blue.
How y'all doing? Finally, I'm able to contact you guys. I've been trying to contact y'all for months.
Lies.
We appreciate
Since
that you
like
got through.
February.
Nobody believes you.
What's
I'm
up, Keita? What's up, though?
Nothing much. I'm feeling blessed, and I already just got that off my chest, but I'm feeling blessed. All this money has been coming to me. My daughter's good. Everybody's just, you know, feeling good. Yeah,
where you getting all this money from, huh?
Listen, when I tell you I'm one of those females that got, like, six jobs and still make all the time in the world for my child.
That's
myself.
What it is.
Like,
that's great.
What it is.
Well, congratulations, boo. You could be out here scamming. You know what I'm saying? But you're not.
Exactly. Yeah, goodness. I'm not with none of that.
Well, thank you, mama.
Work hard for my money. I enjoy it better.
Have
thank
a
you
blessed
for
day.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Ray Cross, man. How y'all doing?
Ray Cross, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, Charlamagne, I had to say you truly are a god of the radio talk show host, man. And DJ Envy, man, you keep me cracking up. Angela, you are beautiful. But
thank
with
you.
That being said, man, I got to get something off my chest this morning, man.
Don't ask us for money after complimenting us now, but go ahead.
No, I ain't asking for no money. I'm mad that... There's a lot of whack rappers in this game, and I'm better than 150.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I knew you wanted something.
Boy.
You
want
to rap.
It.
I
yes.
knew it.
Am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah. No.
If I do, I'll try to blank it out.
Censor right, yourself. Censor yourself.
But my name's Ray Cross. Follow me on Facebook. I have a page.
Man, if you don't
but
shut
anyway,
up and rap.
You better get to the music, sir.
Don't you know my city is realer than any villa with more killers and caterpillar legs? So skillful, I could stand on a pillar of eggs and not break it and not crack it. I won't take it. I'm back at it. The battle rap crack addict. I stash Maddox inside of fully stashed addicts. Tell me that that's average. I'm spasmatic with whoop tactics. Fly with no wings, homie. Now that's balance. The Big Mac of rap. Y'all ass salads. claiming that you real, y'all boys just act valid. I'm tired of being arrested and sleeping on flat pallets. They be swearing that they hood, them boys just act callous. But my sister just married a G, and if I ever get into it, he'll be there in the beat. And if it's ever more than two, then he'll be there with the heat. Never scared, promise you, C4 be airing the heat. But if I ever get into it,
I just love your relationship with your brother-in-law.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, man.
That was cool, man. I'm not mad at that. I can't even call you whack. I ain't gonna call you dope, but you know, it was cool.
Who's your favorite rapper, Eminem?
No. Lil Wayne is my favorite rapper right now. I feel like he's the all-time GOAT. The metaphors are insane. But can I get somebody to follow my page, my Facebook page, my Ray Cross page?
I'm sure you can get somebody to do it. It won't be me, though.
I'm not going
to
do it. What about you, Yee?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, you got one.
What's your page?
It's Ray Cross, R-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S. I mean, I got covers, man, like I did.
Man,
like,
Ray, shut up, man.
Right,
man.
Right.
Have a blessed morning, man.
Stop hogging the blessings.
God damn. You know what I'm saying? You give a brother an inch, you want to take a whole freaking mile.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
OB, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But Envy, why are we never getting none of the new Nas? None of the new Nas is being played on the radio.
I play Cop Shot a Kid. I play that in the mix all the time.
Now, what's up with Bonjour? Bonjour is a good one.
Ain't Bonjour long as hell? Oh, that's the song, The Dream. That's long as hell.
Nah, I like Cop Shot a Kid. That's the single. That's the one they working with. So I'm supporting Nas. I like Cop Shot a Kid.
I like Bonjour, too. But does Nas really need radio play, sir? Come
he
on,
don't.
Be honest.
Yes, nope. A little bit. Yeah,
why?
We so old school. We need to bring a little bit of it back.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have Tidal? Or do you have Apple?
Yes, I do. I have both.
Okay, then. So you can play Cop Shot the Kid on your radio right now if you want to.
That's right.
He wants to listen to us.
I respect. I'm listening to you guys right now every morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Have a good morning.
Here's another Drake record just for you.
Stupid. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is MJ from Detroit.
MJ, what up, though? Get it off your chest.
What up, though, man? Hey, I'm just trying to give you a shout-out for coming out to Detroit this past weekend. And, hey, I seen you take that picture with Zeke from New Era, too.
Yep. I was all around the D.
Hey.
Pause.
Whoa.
Pause. Yeah, Evie got something in common.
Hey, all around the D. Hey.
You set me up, bro.
I like it. Hey, man, if you like it, I love it, Emmy.
Oh, my God. All right.
We know you do.
Yeah. You
shout out to everybody in Detroit,
D.
man. See? Hello, who's this?
It's Alvin. What's up?
Alvin, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
So my uncle passed away last week, and his daughter and his two daughters and wife is living with me. And I just wanted some advice on how do I comfort them and how do I make them feel like they're not alone or anything.
Y'all all in the house together, so they know they're not alone.
He means with the death, not with.
Yeah, but you don't want to get in the way of people too much when they grieving, man. Just be there for them the same way you would be any other time. Don't try to do anything extra.
All right, got it. Thank you.
All right, man. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hey, Maria, get it off your chest.
I just want to say that it is true when you do an investigation, you actually it's called internal affairs. They are really after the cop, so you're. Claim will go through.
Okay, so you think internal affairs is a good thing?
Internal affairs is supposed to police the police. That's what they're supposed to do.
Like Charlamagne, don't think that they're not going to help because I'm actually an officer and they do go after us.
Okay. Right.
And, you know, that's good. You need those checks and balances. If somebody does something and it happens too many times and there's a lot of incidents, then that's definitely some red flags.
Because, you know, that's always our complaint with the police officers, you know, like who's policing the police?
It's internal affairs. Internal affairs is a unit that put together to make sure the cops are doing the right thing, not taking bribes, not doing anything illegal. That's what their job is.
And that's why it's important on our behalf when something happens to go ahead and file that
and report.
Complaint.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Internal affairs has been doing a horrible job lately. Yeah. Okay. All right. We've been seeing some cops get away with a lot of strange things.
And that's only internally. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes. This rapper has been very vocal about his battles with depression. Well, he's talking about how he actually fought it and beat it.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's your favorite song?
I got money all around me.
What are you talking about?
Listen, we've been playing that song every morning for 2 years, and I still don't know the words.
Me neither.
You know how it goes, though. You know the melody of it.
Not really.
I don't know one word on that song. But anyway, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk surprise marriage.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday we told you about Faith Evans and Stevie J tying the knot in their surprise wedding. Well, Jalen Rose and Molly Karam have also gotten married secretly.
Molly from First Take?
From, yes, his fellow ESPN host, Molly Karam.
I didn't know
Karam.
That was his girl.
Yeah.
I thought everybody knew that.
I don't be paying no attention to people's lives.
It's been a long time.
Okay.
Well, congratulations to Jalen Rose.
They got married in New York City, and then they actually went to Turks and Caicos and had a great time there celebrating. So congratulations to them. Jalen Rose is our guy, so.
Yeah. Drop one of Clues Bonds for Jalen Rose, man. Great individual he is.
Absolutely.
Exceptional human being.
All right, Pat McGrath, let's discuss her. Now, if you don't know Pat McGrath's name, then you don't care about makeup. But she is an undeniable force in the world of makeup. We told you about Kylie Jenner. She's on the cover of Forbes. They're saying that her Kylie Cosmetics is valued at $800 million. Well, Pat McGrath Labs is now valued at over $1 billion. She's a black woman.
Pat McGrath, damn it.
Where's she from?
She's from the U.K.
I heard she was a yachty, though. I heard she was a Jamaican.
Yeah, and she's from the UK.
That's
so,
what I heard, mine.
Yeah, congratulations.
Why do you put on that accent when you got to talk
about
it?
You heard that from my makeup artist, Sandra Dean. And she's,
Sandra Dean is Jamaican too, mine.
Yeah,
mine.
Wagwan.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Sandra Dean said, and she's a yardie.
Yes, she did. She screamed it loud as hell. I never heard of Pat until this week, but I respect the hustle.
Well, her cosmetics, everything sells out. She does all these surprise drops, and as soon as they come out, everything sells out. She's in Sephora. So she said next up, she is going to actually expand into 90 Sephora stores. Right now, she's in 54 of them. Continue to release merchandise and stay focused on their surprise product drop strategy.
So what is it? Is it makeup business makeup. Evaluation week or something? Are they evaluating all the businesses?
Well, she just signed a $60 million deal. So this just happened recently.
Got you.
And that is for a company to become a minority shareholder in Pat McGrath Labs. So that kind of brings the valuation up, makes your company worth more external funding, all of that.
God bless you, Pat.
Only investors out there look at Sephora. Sephora stay packed. I mean, from...
Listen, who doesn't love Sephora?
Young kids to older women to men. Like, Sephora stays packed. That's a good investment.
All right, Kevin Gates. Now, he did a vlog, and he uploaded that vlog a couple of days ago, and he talks about being nervous to perform since he got released from prison. Here's what he said.
And then I got a show I'm supposed to be performing at Novo, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm nervous. You can train super hard, but when you get in that ring, it's different. When you in the ring and you see all them people down there and they, you could become so overwhelmed with what's going on, you could forget every line.
I can understand that. He ain't performed in a while. But listen, Kev, just don't kick no girls in the crowd and you'll be fine.
Well, at least he's being very honest about what he's going through. You know, people might think it's easy to be an artist, but it is hard to get out on that stage. And he's been having issues also even trying to perform at certain shows because of the Department of Corrections preventing him from leaving certain places. So
just let the track play behind you. The crowd will be happy to see you. They'll probably sing along to most of your words for you. And just tell them you're nervous. You'll be fine.
All right. Shout out to Kevin Gates. All right. Now let's discuss Kid Cudi. I was reading this article about him in Billboard, and the headline was How Kid Cudi Found Joy After Fighting Depression. And then the quote is, I'm the best I've ever been. So I read the entire article. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talks about his 8-year-old daughter, and he says to the writer, he said, make sure this is good. I want my daughter to read it. And he talks about getting his head right, getting his energy right. He said, I've written the dark so well for so long. I wanted to bring the opposite of that. I'm in a place where I was able to do that. It took me so long to get to that place. And I was really excited to write from that standpoint when I got there. So he talks about Kids See Ghosts, of course, that album. And he said that album's just to let people know where he's at right now in the world. And he said he doesn't live in fear like that. I'm not that type of individual. I moved away from home at a very young age. He said a lot of people never leave home, get the strength to pack up their ish and head out to the unknown. That's why I like to say I'm the chosen. So he says, like a lot of things he does in life, he feels like he's chosen. And he talks about that Facebook post that he put up detailing his struggles. And then he said he put it up, walked away. A couple of hours later, he said he saw it was all over the news and everybody was very supportive of him. So he thought that really helped him out a lot, that he did that and people supported him. And he said that he found out that he was really good around his birthday in late January. He said, I'm the best I've ever been in my life. I realized I was genuinely happy. There's nothing really going on in particular. Just being 34 to be still doing what I love, taking care of my responsibilities. My daughter's good. My family's good. Creating is making me happy again. He's working on a TV show that he's been working on secretly for 4 years. And that Jordan Peele's company is actually going to be doing the pilot with him.
Kid Cudi is God to some of these kids.
He is. He's God to our board out right here.
Oh, Drum, you love Kid Cudi like that, too?
Love him.
While you was depressed?
All my
young boys who were going through some type of depression. For whatever Kid Cudi was doing was mm-hmm. getting them through, and they worship Cudi for that.
And well, he grinded, right? He used to work at a sneaker store around the corner over there.
Make sure y'all read this entire article, though, so if you're a big fan of Kid Cudi.
And I enjoyed the Kids See Ghost project. I don't want to call it an album. It's only 7 songs, but I enjoyed the Kids See Ghost project.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to be talking about, and I didn't get to do this last time. We'll be talking about these salads that are making people sick. We'll tell you what to stay away from. Also, let's discuss these migrant children and being reunited with their families or not in many cases.
All right. And also next hour, we're going to talk about what's the dumbest thing you ever bought. All right. That comes out of our conversation with Scott Storch. We'll explain that when we come back as well. All right. But think about it. What's the dumbest thing you ever bought? Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Boot up.
Leave it to LMA, my brother.
Boot up.
We don't need that noise on a Friday, okay?
I love that song.
Okay.
Morning, everybody.
It doesn't sound sexy when you do it at all.
Boot up.
Boo. Boo.
All right,
just drop the up. Boo.
We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, it looks like Carmelo Anthony will be traded to the Atlanta Hawks and then released. So he will basically decide what team he wants to play for.
Listen, man, Carmelo just got $25 million for basically nothing. So mm-hmm. he can relax if he wants to.
He can, but
You think he'll choose to play next year? Yeah, he will.
Yes, he will. I think he still wants a chip, though, regardless.
He's going to Houston. That's where I would go.
No Lakers?
Nah, I go to Houston, man. Melo never really had a chance to really compete for a championship. LeBron has had chances to compete for championships. Melo never has. You go to Houston, you get a chance to compete for a chip. Not in L.A.
But even with LeBron, you don't think he played with LeBron?
Man, no, man. Y'all stop it. Lakers going to be a 4th, 5th seed at the best. Maybe, no, 5th, 6th seed next year at the most.
LeBron is God in basketball.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, what else are we talking about?
McDonald's, just be careful if you're going to eat there. Don't get one of the salads right now. As a matter of fact, in about 3,000 McDonald's, they're not even going to be selling salads in 14 different states. They're trying to contain an outbreak. People were getting sick because of the salads. They're trying to trace where the supply is coming from that's making people sick. So if you're
that's
in
crazy.
Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota, Kentucky, West Virginia, or Missouri, be careful.
That's crazy that the most healthiest thing on McDonald's menu is making people sick. Out of all things on the menu at McDonald's that can make you sick, it's the goddamn salads.
I'm just telling you to be careful.
You can't tell me God got a sense of humor.
All right, so far only 264 of 2,500 migrant children have been reunited with their families, according to the Trump administration. These are kids 5 years and older. And so hundreds of kids could be in limbo at the Health and Human Services Detention Center. The deadline is July 26th for these kids to be reunited with their parents. Issues. More than 900 of the migrant parents are deemed not eligible to be reunited. How are you not eligible to be reunited with your own kids? Because of criminal backgrounds or because the parent required further evaluation? They also said that of those over 1,600 parents eligible to be reunited, 700 have final orders of deportation. So they have to decide, do I want to bring my child back to my crime-ravaged community, or do I want to leave them in the hands of the U.S. government?
I already told them kids what to do, man. Just start acting up. Be as bad as possible. Because when you're bad as possible, your babysitter can't wait to return you back to your parents.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the solution.
Yeah, that might get you killed, too.
For this, but, you know, they are saying that Trump's immigration policies are making the border a whole lot more dangerous because criminal groups and smugglers are being strengthened by the zero-tolerance policy. So when people are trying to get into this country, they're desperate. They're already trying to flee crime from their own, wherever they live or wherever they come from. So then they get here, and there's a lot of criminal groups that are very organized, a lot of smugglers that are transnational, and they have connections with different groups. So now these people are being empowered.
I would think now is a good time to be a criminal and sneak in the country, because why are they busy with the kids and trying to reunite kids with parents? Like, they seem kind of distracted.
It's a zero-tolerance policy right now. They're trying to make sure you can't get in, even if you're trying to seek asylum.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
There's a lot of crime now just from these organized crime.
So it's not as easy as they looking over there, so I'm going to walk over here.
I don't think it's like that.
Okay. It's an awful
situation.
Can't
throw a rock on the right and run to the left.
Yeah, that's how I'm imagining it.
And Donald Trump is hoping that Russian President Vladimir Putin is going to come to Washington this fall. He sent out that invite. So they're inviting him, and according to Donald Trump, they're going to have some discussions that he's looking forward to implementing certain issues that he's saying they already started having talks about. So
I don't see what's the problem with this. I mean, why wouldn't you invite the president of the United States of Russia, America, Vladimir Putin, to see his house? That's his house.
Yeah, to help you get elected.
That's his building. Why shouldn't you be allowed to walk through there?
Donald Trump tweeted out, the summit with Russia was a great success, except with the real enemy of the people, the fake news media.
Right. Technically, Vladimir Putin is the 45th president. Donald Trump is 45A.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, what's the dumbest thing you ever bought to impress somebody? Now, Scott Storch, we interviewed Scott Storch, and he talked about some of the dumb things he bought.
A particular girl came into my life, and I wasn't even really all that attracted to her or even like that, but it was just the idea of this girl because she was powerful at the time, and I wanted to impress her, so I wanted to play this role. And, you know, I remember I had this amazing paid-for 90-foot yacht. It was all paid off, everything, and this girl was coming to town. I had to get a 130-foot yacht. I made all these arrangements and went into hock trying to buy this, you know, $18 million boat and this and that to impress. Like the other one wasn't good enough, you know what I mean?
You spent $18 million on a yacht just to impress a woman, and you had a 90-foot yacht already?
Yeah, like, dumb shit, man.
Only 20 more feet.
My goodness. So 800-585-1051. What have you ever had to, this is the dumbest thing you bought to impress somebody? That is the question. Charlamagne?
A couple years ago, maybe a few years ago, when I bought them expensive ass jeans from Barney's or someplace, it was like $3,000 and it was shiny. And
but you brought them back.
You damn right I took them back.
So then you didn't buy it.
That's what you do when you feel stupid. You make your mistakes right, okay? I took them right back. I did buy it. You know what I'm saying? It was $3,000.
You knew you were going to take it back. And every time I go to Barney's now, they were like, oh, you remember when your man came in here and bought them jeans back?
Damn right. Okay, that's the stupidest thing you can spend your money on, a pair of $3,000 jeans. Why? When you can just wear the same sweatpants every day. Trust me, I do it.
I think that's a guy thing. I don't know if I've ever bought anything to impress anyone. I buy things because I like it.
I mean, I think I was trying to impress people.
And they're dumb purchases a lot, but... I don't know if I ever was like,
I bought the jeans for the iHeart Awards. So, I mean,
I knew
it was going to be on TV and stuff. So, I thought I was going to impress
people. Those are the jeans with all them zippers on them?
Exactly.
Yes, with all the zippers on
them. Oh, my God.
I look stupid, I know.
You did.
Walk through those at the airport if you want to.
Definitely look like you were a backup dancer in the Michael Jackson video.
My goodness. Well, all right.
We're back on the rack right now.
800-585-1051. What's the dumbest thing you bought to impress somebody? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, Nice For What. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking, what's the dumbest thing you've bought to impress somebody?
Well, I had a situation.
Before that, let's play where this comes from. Scott Storch came up here, and we had a conversation about his new documentary called Still Storch, and he talked about some of the things that he's bought to impress somebody.
A particular girl came into my life, and I wasn't even really all that attracted to her or even like that, but it was just the idea of this girl because she was powerful at the time, and I wanted to impress her, so I wanted to play this role. And, you know, I remember I had this amazing paid-for 90-foot yacht. It was all paid off, everything, and this girl was coming to town. I had to get a 130-foot yacht. So I made all these arrangements and went into hock trying to buy this, you know, $18 million boat and this and that to impress. Like the other one wasn't good enough, you know what I mean?
You spent $18 million on a yacht just to impress a woman, and you had a 90-foot yacht already?
Yeah, like, dumb shit, man.
Only 20 more feet.
Now, what did you buy?
Well, you guys up here know about this situation, but I was in the Louis Vuitton store, and I saw a nice-looking phone case, and I was like, oh, that's cute. And so they took it out the case, put it on my phone. I'm thinking, all right, it's probably a few $100s. You know, I'll splurge and go crazy on it. It turned out that it was about $1,500.
Yep, and you know how I know the price? Because they did that to me. But I did not buy it. I said, take that case right off. I got five kids. I ain't spending $1,500 on that.
Well, I did end up buying it. And in retrospect, it was a great investment.
No, it wasn't. Because the phone changed now, and now it don't even fit on your new phone.
Why was it a great investment?
Well, because it was a very special thing, so I got a lot of attention. A lot of people saw it.
Investments are things that increase your money.
Make anything into a great investment in my head.
Oh, okay.
In your head.
Anything I buy, I'm like, this was a great investment.
when I was like 20 and jewelry was out and Jay-Z and Big was rocking jewelry, I bought this fake chain from Canal Street. It was a bracelet. And I showed it to everybody. And then when I took it off, my whole arm was green because it was fake. And that's probably all I bought.
When you was 20? Shoot, I bought a fake chain 2 years ago.
Me
and my man Pete Davidson dropped one of Clues Bombs for my guy Pete Davidson.
You really bought a fake chain?
We went to my man Mr. Flawless. I told Pete, I said, Pete, listen, we don't have to buy real Cuban links, okay? I said, I'm me.
you. All right? We people know we got a little change, okay? Just spend the $1,500, $2,000 on the fake Cuban links and we'll be fine.
See, I that's
Pete
a lot of money
proudly,
still.
But it was stupid, though.
No, it's a different
that's
way.
Still, but I'm just saying that's still a lot
compared
to spend
to the
on.
Real one? The real
yeah,
one was like
but
40,
I'm saying
000.
To spend it on something that's not even real, that's a lot.
It's still, see, that's why it's stupid, G.
Right.
Okay, so $2,000 we spent on fake Cuban link change. All right. And by the way, anything you can't pronounce is a stupid purchase. All right. Because I can't pronounce those Balenciaga jeans I bought from
Balenciaga.
Whatever.
Or Balmain.
Okay. Yeah.
My goodness.
That, which one is it? I thought those two
no,
different
Balmain,
things.
Balmain. It
was Balmain.
Balmain. Balmain. Balmain. That's Drake's line. Balmain. Balmain.
That's Balmain.
Drake has a line of jeans called Balmain.
But see, you do that too. I remember one night we were in a club and Charlamagne, the club is popping. Charlamagne was like, yo, I'm going to buy some bottles. I'm going to buy bottles.
I ain't say bottles. I said bottles.
He buys a bottle.
For whatever reason, the waitress heard bottles.
The waitress comes back and gives him the bill. Charlamagne almost faints.
You goddamn right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Why is this so much?
You goddamn right.
Oh, my gosh.
My name is...
Can you close that back? Can you close that bottle? Don't open that bottle. I was like, come on, Charlamagne.
My name is Frugal Vandross. Okay, everything I'm wearing right now, somebody gave to me. And it's black owned, all right? Salute to my man Rob Leonetti and my man Chris at African American College Alliance, all right?
Xavier.
Yes, how you doing?
You bought a girl a Range Rover?
Hey!
Wow. Yeah.
Who is this girl?
His wife.
Sabrina. I bought her a 2018 Range Rover. I thought I was doing something big because I'm like this big rapper in Utah and I'm getting all this attention from all these girls because I look like Drake. Everyone says that I look like Drake. I got photos with Drake all online and stuff like that. So I thought this was the good looking girl I was trying to get. I bought her a Range Rover. I go out to shoot a music video for 2 weeks. I come back. She's already dating another dude. I hit her up and tried to fight me.
Was that the dude driving the car you bought her?
Nah, he was in the car and I kind of stopped her. I was like, hey, why didn't you return my call? She was like, oh, forget you, dude. You this and all that, whatever like that.
Just because you look like Drake don't mean you got a trick like Drake.
Damn.
All right? Drake is a known
So was the
trick.
Car in her name or was it in your name?
So I put it in my name, but then right when I gave her the car, I was trying to do some of the stunt and stuff, so I put it in her name. I was like, this is your car, girl. Put it in her name. It was the stupidest thing
I've
ever
done. Oh, you a dumbass.
Now, it's all over the internet right now. If you Google my name, you'll see it on the internet.
What's your name? I got to Google
And you proud of that, huh? You proud of that. Goodbye, man.
My lease is up soon. I could use a new car.
My goodness.
Does he really look like Drake?
Now, Marlon, you rented a Ferrari and then crashed it?
Oh, I hate your type.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
I hate you
this
type
guy.
All right, when I tell you I hate you type of you guys that go like to those weekends, like Miami something and rent cars. Oh, I hate y'all.
All right, well, we'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. What's the dumbest thing you bought to impress somebody? Call us up right now. And since we're talking about Scott Storch, let's play all of Scott Storch's biggest records, all right? His biggest ones, from Beyonce to Fat Joe to G-Unit, all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's go.
Envy.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Got me going on, this shit be going on. Got to trust me, ma.
Breakfast Club.
That was a little Scott Storch mini mix, some of the biggest records that he's produced. And we're asking 800-585-1051, what's the dumbest thing you've bought to impress somebody? Now, Scott Storch was here, and this is what he said.
A particular girl came into my life, and I wasn't even really all that attracted to her or even like that, but it was just the idea of this girl because she was powerful at the time, and I wanted to impress her, so I wanted to play this role. And, you know, I remember I had this amazing paid-for 90-foot yacht. It was all paid off, everything. And this girl was coming to town. I had to get a 130-foot yacht. So I made all these arrangements and went into Hawk trying to buy this, you know, $18 million boat and this and that to impress. Like the other one wasn't good enough, you know what I mean?
You spent $18 million on a yacht just to impress a woman? And you had a 90-foot yacht already?
Yeah, like, dumb shit, man.
Only 20 more feet.
So we're asking, what's the dumbest thing you've bought somebody? And we got Marlon. What's up, Marlon? You still there?
Good morning. I'm here, man. I'm here.
You rented a Ferrari, bro?
Yeah. All right, man. I was trying to, you know, impress a girl, you know what I'm saying? She was up here from out of town. I've been talking for a little bit. And she had a friend out there, too. So I was playing Albie Shore Night and Day.
Hey, that's my style. Uptown Records.
I pulled up. She said, that's the wrong house. So I tried to bust a 3-point turn. And I went through the garage at a neighbor's house.
Woo!
Man.
Why do y'all rent cars? Y'all don't feel like Cinderella, like the clock goes crack at midnight and everything gonna turn back to a pumpkin?
Listen, I paid for that. That's mine for the day, for the weekend, matter of fact.
Right, but, he's having a little fun.
How much did they charge you for that accident?
I didn't even take the choice for the insurance. I was being cheap. So.
No.
Oh, my God.
First of all, you're not playing for that.
You really got your priorities all messed up. Not only did you rent the car, you wouldn't even spring for the extra money with insurance.
So how much did it end up costing you?
You're still paying now, I'm sure.
I'm still paying for it. Yeah, I'm paying about $635 a month.
How much is it altogether? When is it paid off?
Well, it cost me $12,000.
See, you could have just bought a Ferrari. You could have just leased a Ferrari, bro.
I could have just did Uber, right? Like, I'm dumb, though. I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, I learned a lesson, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you did.
I'm gonna just definitely take the Corolla with me. I got the Corolla, and I'm going to just pull up regular. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. All right, lesson learned. At least no one got hurt.
Jeez.
Yeah, I got hurt in my pocket, okay. Man.
All right, man. All right, we got you.
I'm trying to look on the bright side.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tatiana.
Hey, Tatiana, what's the dumbest thing you bought to impress somebody?
I bought a deep throat spray, and it didn't work.
A deep throat spray?
Do tell. Tell me more. I never heard of such luxuries.
Yes, it's her sister, Charlamagne.
It's what?
I was a grandma. I purchased it, and I tried to use it. Honestly, it tastes like Listerine, and it did not work. And I was embarrassed. I still have it, by the way.
How much was it?
Maybe around $12.
Oh.
I'm too young to be. Can I say something on the radio?
No, but.
Okay, well, I feel like I was probably just too young to be doing that.
So, yeah, your throat wasn't deep enough yet. So what is it supposed to do?
It's probably supposed to numb your throat.
Charlamagne is so intrigued over there.
Yes, it's supposed to numb your throat.
But I don't think it's the numb.
It's supposed to numb your throat.
Why are you grabbing your throat?
How do you deep throat?
First of all, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about how women have a gag reflex. So I don't think that you can, like, increase your gag reflex, can you?
Can you send that bottle up here for him, please?
Listen, I was young. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Can you send that bottle up here for him, please?
Because if you numb your throat, you probably could choke on the D because you wouldn't know how far you're putting it in, right?
You tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
I'm trying to ask the young lady. She used it, but y'all won't shut the hell up and let her talk. Did you use it?
He's talking the most.
I used it. I sprayed it. I tried to get it to my throat. I thought I was supposed to numb it, and like I said, it didn't work.
So you tried. You did actually give somebody fellatio?
Yes.
And you gagged anyway?
Yes.
Got you.
Well, Charlamagne, right. How could she not gag?
What do you mean?
I know.
Give her some tips.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing for me.
All right, thank you,
you gag by dealing with men who have average-sized penises like me. All right? Okay, nothing to choke on here.
Okay.
I just hope you get a little something out your teeth. All right?
Okay, that's what you do.
Wow,
all right.
That's really
What's the
bad.
Moral of the story?
It's a dental
the
plus.
The moral of the story is y'all got to stop doing material things to impress people because money has never made anybody happy, nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more of it one has, the more one wants.
Okay.
Benjamin Franklin.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next hour, since we're talking about a little bit about gagging, I want to talk about bananas next hour.
What are you talking about this morning?
Okay.
What is he talking about?
I have a great visual to go with that.
Great.
Why are you waving a banana at me?
Oh, sorry.
What's up with this show, man?
That's not a banana.
What's up with this show, man?
That's not a banana in my pocket. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Rihanna and her new album, which I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what this is going to sound like. Also, Wendy Williams. She has a cause and will tell you how that relates to her own personal life.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Riri.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
But Rihanna has a new album coming out, and she's been working on it, which I'm excited about, because it is going to be a dancehall album. What's so funny?
Somebody hit me and was like, you know, please tell Charlamagne that if Scott Storch had a 90-foot yacht and then bought a 130-foot yacht...
It's 40 feet.
It's 40 feet, the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, what's her point? Or his point?
It's her point. You said 20 feet.
Why y'all know I'm stupid? Why are you talking to me? You know I'm a brilliant idiot. You know I'm stupid.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. We'll talk about Rihanna. Her new album is going to be coming out. It's going to be a dancehall album. So she's going to return to her roots. She's Bajan, as we all know. So they're doing a full project kind of like that. Only thing is, one insider was saying that things haven't been going the way they should have because they're mixing it up and putting in some pop. So they keep on changing the direction. So if it's going to be a dancehall album, let it be a dancehall album. Dancehall is like one of my favorite genres of music, so I'm excited to hear that.
How West Indian do you think Drake's accent gets when he talks to Rihanna on the phone?
Very.
Very, right? Even mm-hmm. more than usual. Hey, man. Rihanna, man.
There's a lot of people from the Caribbean in Toronto, though. So there's a lot of people from the Caribbean in Toronto.
Absolutely.
So they definitely grew up listening to dancehall, and, you know, he grew up around
that
culture.
Huge out there.
Yep.
also. But they said, according to Rolling Stone, Rihanna's camp has 8 songs, and they're looking for one more to complete the album. And allegedly, she's going to be working on a pop album as well, so she has 2 albums that she's been working
on. Well, the thing with Rihanna, all her albums are pop albums because she's a huge crossover star. So, I mean, it's going to be pop regardless of what genre of music it is.
All right, Wendy Williams, she is talking about basically her struggles that she's had with her cocaine addiction. She's launched a campaign on addiction and substance abuse. She went and spoke to ET News, and she expressed a concern for people who also are battling cocaine addiction and other addictions and how she wants to help them. So she's partnering with the Hunter Foundation to launch the Be Here National Campaign. Now, here's what Wendy had to say.
I am not embarrassed, you know, about anything. I was a functioning addict. I'd report to work on time, and I'd walk in, and all of my coworkers, including my bosses, would know. But instead of firing me, you see, I would grab my headphones and arrogantly walk in the studio and dare them to fire me because I was making ratings. A functioning addict has several alarm clocks. You're organized.
She said coworker, so you know too, Charlamagne.
Man, that was way before my time.
Oh. She's the one that gave you that weed laced with the cocaine?
No. Uh-oh. I smoked weed laced with cocaine when I was a teenager.
All right, now, Roseanne. This was a really crazy-looking interview. Now, the video has been released, and the interviewer is asking her multiple questions about a video and about the whole Valerie Jarrett situation. And here's what she had to say as her explanation. She's tired, I guess, of being politically correct about it.
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this.
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white. God damn it. I thought the bitch was white.
Damn.
It sounds like Roseanne needs to join Wendy's Foundation.
Gosh.
All right, Wendy's Foundation for cocaine addiction. Jeez. Jesus Christ,
you have to
Roseanne.
Actually see her face, but
Roseanne,
like, she
doing,
was
man?
Crazy.
Wow. My God.
I guess she's tired of trying to explain the
Whoa.
Tweet.
That's when that racism starts to eat you alive, man. You can't even look at yourself in the mirror no more.
Goodness gracious.
You think she'll be watching the spinoff show that she's not involved with and not on?
Oh, that's going to drive her crazy. She definitely going to start sniffing cocaine.
She's going to curse at the TV that's all the time.
Mad empty bottles of Jack Daniels everywhere.
She's going to be watching the Conners.
Man, she's
like,
going to be eating mayonnaise straight out of the jar with a spoon.
Oh,
she's going to get so fat because of stress eating mayonnaise.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
I keep telling you kids that the things you do online will get you effed up offline. So we need this young man from Dallas who goes by the name of Nye Nizzle. But his real name is Nike's Campbell. I don't freaking know. Just tell him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, July 20th goes to a young rapper from Dallas named Nike's Earl Campbell. Now, he's 20 years old. And he's the leader of the YNB Scratch Gang in South Dallas. Now, listen, Scratch Gang, I don't want no smoke. Okay, I'm just giving your alleged leader the credit he deserves for being stupid. Don't be mad at me. He did it to himself. Now, he was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison on Wednesday after pleading guilty to distributing cocaine. Now, he was supposed to get 6 years, but a judge approved the prosecutor's request for an enhanced sentence because of Campbell's alleged gang activities. Now, the Dallas Morning News reports that he wasn't charged in an ambush robbery during which he allegedly shot a man 8 times as he slept, but District Judge Barbara Minn told Campbell, who has no prior criminal convictions, that her decision to give him an extra 6 years relied heavily on words that came out of his mouth and provided a glimpse into his thinking process. Judge Minn said, "You're bragging about shooting a person. It's violence times 10 at every phase. Now listen, if you are a suspect in several murders, like Dallas police say Nana or Nye Nizzle is, then maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't rap about killing people. Now, I know rappers like to say it's just art. We are just artists. Okay, artists shouldn't be censored. Let me tell you something. That's fine to say, and in theory, you're correct. But the problem with most rappers, including Nye Nizzle, is that they all, you know, say they live what they rap. Okay, Detective Eric Barnes said that Nye Nizzle is adamant that he raps about the stuff he lives. Detective Barnes said after they took Nye Nizzle off the streets, the YBN Scratch Gang string of violent crimes stopped immediately, okay? I used to really enjoy when gangster rappers rapped about the stuff they actually did, but I don't like when rappers rap about the gangster stuff they are still currently doing, because you can't do both, Okay, if you're trying to do something legit and positive like rap, then you can't still be in the streets killing people because the negative in your life will catch up to you. And Nod Nizzle sealed his fate with his own bragging about drive-by shootings and other gang violence. Now, he posted rantings and rap videos on YouTube and Facebook Live about his violent war with a rival gang. Would you like to hear what caused 20-year-old Nod Nizzle to get this jail time? Huh?
Yes.
Any takers?
I guess so.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Turn a sock like that bitch shoot like a Uzi. We them the ends that live a lot like a movie. We them the ends that pop up and get foolish. I know stretches that'll really come do you. Hit them up, now it's life on computer. I feel like 10 when he clutching the roof. Free number 9, my jizz will be fooling.
I'm number 7, that topic go crazy. Don't mention my name cause your brother ain't made. Don't come to 6 record, don't come to LaVey. Big ol' Duke will make your body start aching.
Pop up with gun like bazookas. Hollow 10, hit it fake like a Uzi. I'm big homie, so you know they I do you. High five and you know he get foolish. We hit the block and we making the move. Sneak tag and get hit with the throat. Tie sass up, then we turn on the noodle. AR-15, I'm really a do you. So bad again, then you tell on your shooter. Lean in the back and he clutching his toolie. White people came and he turned to a Gucci.
Shot that's what got him.
Cause he turned to a move. Gang!
I don't know what I just heard.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what I just heard. I don't know what was said.
I'm scared.
But I trust the judge. Okay, all right. I know when you hear that record, you think, what is that? That is what makes you stay your old ass home on weekends. All right, that is what you hear and thank God that you're 40 and you have a beautiful wife and kids and a nice deck to sit on and drink some Remy and watch the deers in your backyard. That is what makes you enjoy a nice little kickback at the house with food, 90s R&B, and the finest of medical marijuana. I am staying out of these jitterbugs' way. All right, kids, please realize that what you do online has consequences offline. I don't know what has happened for you all to realize. I don't know what has to happen for you all to realize that when you do something in real life and then take it online, it doesn't make it virtual reality. Okay, life is real, and the choices you make in life are real, and the consequences that come with those choices are real. Please give Nike's Earl Campbell the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
Don't feel sorry for the young man. God bless him. I wish him the best.
You'll be in Dallas this weekend, Envy.
Thanks, she.
Wow. Doing
that,
what?
That wasn't the segue I wanted to do it from.
What are you doing in Dallas this weekend?
I'm doing a club Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to learn.
Thanks, she.
You're going to learn one day.
What?
I didn't want to segue there. I was like, let him forget about it.
Well, then I'm going to tell you something. This is how you get him on your side.
Right.
Hit the record. Hit it. Play it, goddammit.
Hold on, we got to pull it.
Play
up.
It.
All right, we got
you
it.
Put this in your Serato now. All right. When they request this incriminating record, you better be ready to go. All right? Okay? Because they only going to ask you once, goddammit. All right? And you better shout out free to nine, or whatever it is. All right, turn it off. All right. All this negativity, all these evil spirits in my life. Play Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk right now.
Do you have that up? Well, I'm going to be at the music hall on Saturday.
There you go. So everybody come on out to the music hall.
Yeah, with Kenny Burns and Rick Ross. You ain't got no R&B? Get my mind off it a little bit.
You want to get your spirit right?
Yeah, get my spirit right. There you go, right there. It's right
what
there.
Got,
it's like the
got?
Six down. That's not number six.
What you got? What you got? What you got? What you got, man? What you got for me? What you got for me, man? Play something to get my spirit back right.
Here we go.
Hey. All right. Tevin Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Ask your mama or your grandma about this one.
Now, let's talk about bananas, all right?
There you go. Your auntie talked about bananas in the 90s.
So Wiz Khalifa was up here, and we talked about bananas. We want to know the proper way of eating a banana.
Man, shut up, man.
I don't understand. Why is there you just eat the banana?
Wiz was up here, and this is what he had to say about bananas.
Well, you got to break it in half.
We already starting, goddammit.
If you bite as banana, you sus.
God damn, Wiz. That's how you want to start the interview off?
Nah, if you a nigga, like, n***a's got to break the banana in half. Pause, but like, you got to.
What you mean? You just peel it and bite it?
No, see? That's the thing.
Man, stop, man.
You got to break it in pieces, bro.
Why? It's just a fruit.
Okay.
Now, the internet OD'd on this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Y'all took this way too far, okay?
What did they? What were they mad about?
I didn't agree with Wiz Khalifa either, but they was calling Wiz Khalifa homophobic, and they using stuff, phrases like toxic masculinity and, you know. I didn't think it was that deep, but I think it is silly.
Well, Wiz wanted a controversy, and here it is.
Yeah, Wiz said he was trying to avoid controversy every time you come to the Breakfast Club. You stepped right in one. Now, do I think that's very silly? Absolutely. It's just a goddamn fruit.
But yeah, you just peel the banana and eat it, right?
No, yes. I break the banana.
I was okay. All around the D.
What? What?
whoa, Envy, what's up, man? Whoa, bro.
What'd you say,
you playing Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk? You just, this guy's
yeah,
but yeah, wait, I actually, let's talk, I know that Envy's lying.
Yeah, let's talk. What's up? You got good penis.
What? I break the banana when I eat it because, you know,
this
what made
so
me stop?
Immature.
If you ever watch Belly, there's a scene in Belly where the guy's eating the banana.
That's why I said you got to eat the banana nice and sloppy.
And the banana's all, you know, sloppy down Nebraska. His mouth. Yes.
That's how you're supposed to eat a banana, nah, just like in
so
Belly.
I break the banana.
Envy, if I have a picture of you eating a banana without
you
breaking
you have a lot of pictures of me. You have a picture of it with a dildo
we are
in my
going
air.
To know
you be making stuff up.
That's your lying. So coming up next, we'll talk about your lies.
All right. 800-585-1051. Fellas, what's the proper way to eat a banana?
To eat it. Put it in your mouth and bite it.
I'm posting you on my Instagram story eating a banana, Envy.
Girl, I want to know your name. Can we talk?
800-585-1051. Fellas,
girl,
ladies, do you just put the banana all the way to your mouth?
Man, go to commercial now. I can't take this no more. Please go to goddamn commercial.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
And I feel them. That's how I eat a banana. It's not because I think it's sausage. I just don't, you know, I don't.
I can't put the whole thing down my, you know what, I just got to bring it.
If you ever vote TV, we have a picture of Envy eating a banana.
That's
if you
not,
follow me on Instagram.
That's your hand
on the Instagram
in my
story,
mouth.
You can see, why would my hand be in your mouth?
You're holding up the banana.
There's a picture of Envy eating a banana.
That's you, yes, your hand.
Here's the thing, right? However you want to eat a banana is your business, okay? You know, if you want to peel the banana and bite into it, cool. If you want to break the banana, fine. But don't say it's suspect just because somebody chooses to just peel the banana and bite into it. It's not suspect. We got to get off of this, you
right.
know, pause, no homo suspect stuff. Because the truth to the matter is, it's only gay if you're a gay man
right.
with a penis in your mouth. It's a banana, all right?
Right.
It's a fruit. It's not a penis.
I can't stick the whole banana down my throat.
Now,
I break it.
Now, if you ever got a banana, right?
Right.
And you peel off that yellow skin.
Right.
And under that yellow skin is a penis. Right? A man's penis. And you put it in your mouth, then we can scream, pause, suspect, gay. Okay? But other than that, no. All right?
This is awkward.
No.
Israel.
Yeah.
So how do you eat your banana, bro?
Listen, man. You put that thing in your mouth. All right? It's a huge source of potassium.
Mm-hmm.
Bite down on it.
That's great. He's right.
Right now.
That sounds like it hurts.
Right?
I'm sorry. I know. See, it's so fun to make these jokes. I get it. Yes, you're right, Joe, sir.
You're the same one that just said
I know. It's funny.
I'm in a committed relationship of 4 years. I love my girlfriend. If another guy is looking at me weird, I'm going to be like, yo, what's up? What's up?
And he's going to say to you, don't threaten me with a good time. What's up with you?
Exactly.
And that
exactly
banana. And know that nice mouth listen, you're putting that banana in.
Okay.
Listen, a banana a day makes the babies go away.
A banana a day, if you bite into it, makes you gay.
See? Can't take nothing serious with you guys.
No, it's funny. That is funny.
Mike.
What's up, man?
You eat a whole banana, bro?
Nah, man. You gotta chop that thing up, man. Yeah, you can't eat it all at once, man.
Why can't you eat a banana all at once? What's wrong with your gag reflex?
Nah, I don't got no gag reflex, man. Nah,
oh, good.
Man.
Well, that's perfect.
You should get that gag reflex. So you don't need that gag reflex numb spray to numb your throat, to deep throat the banana.
Nah, I don't use that, bro. I never even heard that till today when I was listening to y'all.
My goodness.
Well, you're learning something new on the Breakfast Club every day, sir.
Where's Trav when you need him?
We're going to make the stock for numb spray for your throat go up today.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Rob.
Rob, man. How you eat your banana, Rob?
I peel it and I eat it, man. I think the fact that you put that much thought into it is suspect in its own right, man.
I agree with you, because I'm eating a banana. I ain't thinking that it's a free. I'm not thinking about anything else but eating this banana.
Hello, who's this?
Man, my name is Cowboy, man. Call me no love.
Cowboy.
We
know
like,
how you eat bananas,
what,
Cowboy.
What you like to ride, Cowboy?
Nah, check it out, homie. Me and my son just had this conversation, man, about 2 weeks ago, man. I was taking him to Speed and Strength Trainer right here in Houston, Texas, man. And I told him, man, I always break the banana, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And he asked me why, right? I had to explain to him. I said, man, well, bro, it looked like you're putting something in your mouth, man.
But you are putting something in your mouth, a banana.
But you got to break it first, man.
It looked like you put, wait, I don't understand. It looks like you put in your mouth.
We love everybody. It ain't no homophobe, nothing like that, man. Everybody, we love everybody.
This is the craziest conversation.
I don't think it's homophobic, but it's really the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like,
if anything, I'm going to think you're a savage if you break the banana and then eat it.
And you're giving your
that's
son,
even worse.
You're giving your son a false sense of masculinity just because you break a banana. Just because he breaks the banana don't mean he might not want to suck a dick one day.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about? Like, it don't make any sense.
That is true.
It makes zero sense. It makes zero sense whatsoever.
All right.
By the way, I want to talk to the gay homies. Where are all my gay homies at?
I need to know. I was calling for Trav.
Trav, Trav, either you call up here, get your people to call up here. I want to know how gay men actually eat bananas.
Okay.
All right? Because what if gay men tell y'all, I break our bananas too, then what? Then what y'all going
to
say?
Right. All right, we'll do that when we come back. We'll try to find Trav. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Clubs. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking bananas and how you eat bananas.
In pajamas.
Now, this started from Wiz Khalifa when he came up here the other day. Let's listen.
Well, you got to break it in half.
We already starting, goddammit.
If you, if you bite a banana, you sus.
God damn, Wiz. That's how you want to start the interview off?
Nah, if you a nigga, like, n***a's got to break the banana in half. Pause, but like, you got to.
What you mean? You just peel it and bite it.
No, see? That's the thing.
Man, stop, man.
You don't, you got to break it in pieces, bro.
Why? It's just a fruit.
Okay.
So the question is, how do you eat your banana?
It does not matter how you eat your banana. My brothers, please don't fall into this stupid-ass discussion. Okay, if you want to just peel your banana and bite into it, if you want to break the banana and eat it, do you, all right?
Okay.
But please, I need my gay homies to call up here because I want to know how they eat bananas, and I pray that they tell me they like to break their bananas too.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, wow, hi. This is Kurt from Westland.
Kurt, what up, sis?
You definitely got one.
Oh, my God.
I hear it in your voice. What up, Kurt? So, Kurt, tell me how the kids eat bananas, Kurt.
All right, yeah. The way I eat bananas is like, because I'm comfortable with my masculinity and, you know, me being heterosexual.
Oh, never mind. I thought you was gay.
I just open it.
You could have fooled us, Kurt.
You know what I'm saying? I just tear it open one way or the other. I don't really have a preference. I, like, literally do it on both sides. That's crazy. I got to tell my wife I'm talking to you guys this morning.
All jokes aside.
That's how you do it.
All jokes aside, y'all masculinity is defined by how y'all eat bananas? Like, seriously?
No, I'm saying because my man was, you know, he was saying, oh, you gotta break it in half because it seemed like he's not comfortable with, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just being himself and eat like you eat a banana naturally. You just eat it naturally just the way you're supposed to be eating, like monkeys do it.
Whoa.
Like monkeys do.
Whoa. Whoa. All
right. Monkeys eat bananas,
like monkeys,
guys.
Bananas.
What's wrong with y'all?
The way.
Hey, what do you mean by monkeys?
You guys ever watch the Animal Channel and just watch
all right, man.
Bananas?
We just messed with that. Now we don't watch TV? Now we messing with you. Have a good day, Kurt. Hello, who's this?
This is KK from Brownsville.
KK from Brownsville, man. How they eat their bananas in Brooklyn, bro?
Yo, man, it don't matter. But at the same time, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? I do break my shit off, though.
But it don't matter, but at the same time,
you break it.
Y'all are so crazy. So you put your little dirty hands on the banana and break it off.
Hello, who's this?
It's Trey from Jersey.
Trey from Jersey. How do they eat their bananas in Jersey, Trey?
Hey, there is no straight way to eat a banana. So knowing that, you just got to go all in. Just
man, what are y'all what do you mean there's no straight way to eat a banana? If you're a straight man, however you eat a banana is the straight way to eat a banana.
But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. If that's the case, you go for it, man. Deep throw the damn thing if you got to, man.
Okay.
You want
to convince us you straight, but you're talking about deep throating bananas.
But I mean, if there's no straight way to eat it, then why not just go for it?
Yeah, man,
you
ain't
had to say deep. You ain't had to say deep throat the banana. Just say eat it.
All right, you gotta get that protein somehow, baby.
Whoa. Okay.
That really crazy.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Gregory B. Calling from Cincinnati.
What's up, Gregory, man? How you eat your bananas in Cincinnati, bro?
Wiz Khalifa is the first person I've heard say that, and I've been standing for 30 years. Any man that just put a banana straight in his mouth is suspect.
What? This is so silly to me.
If you're going to eat a wiener, it better be in some buns. Other than that, you better break a piece off and eat it like that.
So you can't even eat a hot dog?
No, man, not a hot dog unless you're suspect. You don't got no business.
Oh, my gosh.
5 to 9 inches into your mouth shaped like that. You better break it up.
So how do you eat a hot dog? You break the hot dog in half, too?
I eat a hot dog in the buns, but I eat the wiener. I'm going to break it. I'm not going to put it straight to my mouth.
So instead of taking, like, a big, big hot dog, you just want a little hot dog in your mouth.
There you go.
This is
actually stupid. I'm going to be honest with you.
This is very stupid.
Now, this is when the term toxic masculinity comes into play, okay? This is actually stupid.
What's the moral of the story?
That toxic masculinity is ruining this party. That's the moral of the story.
My goodness. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about a DJ, and people were trolling him while he was trying to do his thing. We'll tell you who it is. Also, we'll talk about Joe Budden and Lupe Fiasco. I didn't know these two had a problem.
Me neither. All right, but we'll find out about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about a fellow DJ that was getting trolled.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
We told you last week that Shaq, a.k.a. DJ Diesel, was going to be DJing at the new casino in Atlantic City, the Ocean Resort Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember we discussed this and we talked about how they actually had to build a new DJ booth because he was too tall and he couldn't fit in there. Well, he actually did go, and they said that there were trolls waving Charles Barkley shirts with the number 34 on it.
That's funny.
While he was DJing.
So, why would that be trolling? They're co-workers.
People are wondering if there is some type of feud between Shaq and...
I mean, I don't think it's any much more of a feud than it is between competitive athletes. And the fact that what I love is that Shaq always lets start... I mean, what's the dude's name, though? Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
He got four rings and Charles has none.
Yeah, Shaq got on the mic and said, but he ain't got no ring. So that was his response.
See, exactly.
That's
what he says every time.
Yeah, so everybody's trolling him while he was trying to DJ. All right, Denzel Washington, he sat down and did an interview with Jamie Foxx as part of this off-script series that's on Yahoo Entertainment by Grey Goose. And he talked about one of the movie roles that he wished he hadn't turned down. Here's what he said.
How many times do you say no? And have you ever said no to something that you wish you had said yes to?
I turned down 7.
They
wanted me to play the Brad Pitt part, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the script was too demonic.
Right.
Then
right.
I saw the movie. I was like, oh, I blew it.
Seven.
The
that,
movie
Brad
Seven?
Pitt?
He said he thought it was too demonic. Brad Pitt is the one that actually ended up playing the character he would have played.
Gotcha.
Mm. Yeah, but that's a great movie. I still will watch that movie to this day.
No, I don't think that hurt Denzel's resume.
It didn't hurt him
not
at all.
Having that movie on.
Not
it.
At
yeah,
all.
But, you know, sometimes he said he saw the, you know, like he said, he saw the script.
Wasn't for him. Wasn't meant for him.
You know, so that's a regret, I guess, that he has. And some people were thinking that Joe Budden and Lupe Fiasco were beefing, right? I'm sure you guys will understand this. So Joe Budden posted a picture and said, it's starting to become greater than I imagined. Soon you'll understand. And then Lupe responded, this N-word is sitting on this ultra-modern balcony enjoying a summer breeze with the sock shoes, staring off into distance, looking at nothing when he could be looking at these hands. Stop the ducking, Joe. Streets is calling you. Well, he was talking about Street Fighter. He said, Street Fighter, that is. You can go back to gazing into the heart of clarity once you catch these multiple L's. Hashtag Chicago, hashtag hand gang.
You know, the funny
Street
thing about
Fighter.
Both those are
the video,
Street
game?
Fighter, the video game. You know, both of them said they'll never come back up here.
I don't care.
Lupe Fiasco said he wouldn't come up here after we got him in trouble with when we said he prayed over the vagina.
Yes.
And then Joe Budden, when we talked about him sitting on the young ladies in between her breasts and stomach.
I didn't say that. He said that.
Yeah, but after that, they both said they'll never come back up here.
But they've been up here since then.
No, they haven't. But I actually saw Lupe Fiasco, and he don't have no issues. He said.
But how y'all figure? Why y'all think they're talking about Street Fighter?
Because he put hashtag Street Fighter.
But that could mean fighting the street.
That is.
I don't think they're talking about the video game.
You think they really have beef
when
with
I listen
each
to
other?
When I listen to the podcast, I don't think it's beef, but I think Joe has been critical of Lupe, and Lupe probably just, knowing him, Lupe likes to fight. So it sounds like a friendly fisticuffs, you know? But they not going to do nothing when they see each other, though. But, you know, it sounds good on social media.
It does sound good.
Yeah, but I don't think they're talking about the video game. They're not talking about Blanca.
Well, he says Street Fighter, that is. So, I don't know. All right, Post Malone, he says that people think that he's ugly and that he smells. Is that
right?
All right, well, they're talking about the cast of Queer Eye. They're shooting for the show's third season in Kansas City, and a lot of people were nominating Post Malone for a makeover. And so, Karamo said, why does everyone want Post Malone to be on the show? Did he request it? And that's when Post Malone said, no, they just think I'm ugly and smell. Love the show, though, guys. Keep crushing it.
I mean, I don't know if he actually smells, but he looks like he smells.
He don't look like he smells.
He definitely looks like he got an odor. All right. The mayonnaise is heavy on that one.
Well, he's been here before. He didn't stink up the room.
He has been here. He's been here twice.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
It's a cigarette smell. That's what I remember. I remember a cigarette smell.
Okay.
Cigarette and beer.
All right. Well, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, we're going to do this mix, man. We're going to do an all R&B mix.
Oh, that's dope. And did you see that It's the Black Man on Twitter made your picture his Abby?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, I tagged you. Just take a look. He made you his Abby.
Oh, that's cute. Nice. That's
shout
nice.
Out to It's the Black Man on Twitter.
Let me know your favorite R&B joint. And we're going to start off with Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk?
I'm in that mood right now.
And then let me know your favorite R&B joint, Carl Thomas, I Wish, Mary J. Blige, Be Happy. Whatever you want to hear, I got for you this morning. All right, we throw it back on a Friday, so we got you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.